I'm Cole Grant. Jad Abumrad, co-host and creator of Radiolab, visited Missoula for a couple reasons.
I was especially psyched to be here because I passed through here about 20 years ago, and it was an amazing time, and I have some really good friends here. So I'm here just to talk about sort of the process of making radio, but also just to catch up with a few people.
He was on his way to an informal masterclass on the University of Montana campus.
I'm going to say hi to her. Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Nice to see you.
Oh, it's been so long.
I know. You look exactly the same.
No.
Before Jad delivered his presentation called Gut Churn to a pretty full room at the Denison Theater, he had an open discussion with students and radio pros about his unique approach to the field. He spent that hour answering questions about how he sees radio evolving, the relationship with his Radiolab co-host, Robert Krolwich, and tips on how to get a good interview. In the meet-and-greet VIP area before the show, folks had a chance to chat it up with Jad. Here's Todd Skibbe.
I'm sort of hit me today that I might be a little starstruck when I saw him, you know?
Were you?
Yeah, I was. Absolutely.
Some traveled hours to be there, like Brandon McGuire and Hannah Pauli.
So I came from Helena, Montana.
Well, I drove over from Livingston because I won tickets on the Montana Public Radio Facebook page.
From what I could tell, Jad had a chance to visit with just about everyone.
Chatted a little bit about how our philanthropic roots came from listening to NPR when we were young. So, yeah.
Jad's presentation, Gut Churn, was basically a live Radiolab episode, talking about hurdles he's encountered as a maker of radio, how he's dealt with those hurdles, and the feeling of gut churn associated with all that. Finding his voice for the radio was a challenge for him early on. He wondered whether he should go for sounding like Walter Cronkite, or maybe Ira Glass, before realizing he should probably sound like himself. Here's Mike Shadell.
It's great to hear somebody who has one of the most recognizable voices on the airwaves speaking through his process of finding his own voice. So I thought that was really impressive.
He talked about growing up in Tennessee when he cooked up film scores for imaginary films at night in his room. He then went on to producing Radiolab in New York in the early 2000s for AM radio to an audience of maybe no one, since they dramatically cut down the power of their transmitter at 8 p.m. when the show aired. Womp womp. He talked about getting lost in a forest of doubt and coming out the other side victorious. One of those times was when he was working on a story involving colors and how different creatures see the rainbow. There was an impending deadline for the story, and he had to think of something pretty quickly. He managed to conjure up a choir within a day and conducted them to sonically illustrate the colors of a rainbow through the eyes of different creatures. It was then he realized he could do just about anything. But what is gut churn? After seeing the show, Jake Birch thinks...
It's an essential part of the creative process. It's a part of the machine that takes something from an idea or a loosely held together sweater of an idea and turns it into something more meaningful.
Shelby Hanlon thinks...
It's mile 24 of a marathon that you're like really, really pulling for the deepest part of your body to keep going.
Jad sees it as an ancient physiological response to stress, be it for your life or for your story. As a whole, Micah Sewell says,
it gave me a lot to think about for my own creative journey and how I want to embrace that that uncomfortable feeling and go forward and kind of live in that moment and use it to create something.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.